This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing West Asia conflict. Making a statement on the ongoing West Asia conflict and explaining India's position on the issue in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Modi said the supply of petrol and diesel remains smooth across the country. He asserted that India has more than 5.3 million metric tons of strategic petroleum reserves.
Aaj Bharat ke paas 53 lakh metric tons se adhik ka strategic petroleum reserve hai aur 65 lakh metric tons se adhik ke reserve ki vyavastha par desh kaam kar raha hai. हमारी तेल कंपनियों के पास जो रिजर्व रहता है वो अलग है. बीते 11 वर्षों में हमारी रिफाइनिंग कैपेसिटी में भी उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि हुई है. सरकार अलग अलग देशों के सप्लायर्स के साथ भी लगातार संपर्क में है. प्रयास ये है कि जहां से संभव हो वहां से तेल और गैस की सप्लाई होती रहे.
The Prime Minister said that in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority. Mr. Modi said, since the beginning of the conflict, more than 3,75,000 Indians have safely returned to India.
Sankat ki sthiti mein, desh videsh mein, Bharatiyon ki suraksha hamari bahut badi prathmikta rahi hai. Yuddha shuru hone ke baad se lekar ab tak 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं. ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं. इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं.
On the diplomatic front, the Prime Minister reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. Mr. Modi further added that dialogue and diplomacy are the only way forward to this conflict. The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity and natural gas for domestic and transport purposes supply is 100% maintained. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that 50% commercial LPG is currently disposable to states and UTs. She said that the allocation will be given on priority basis to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens and others run by state or local bodies. It also includes industrial canteens, food processing units, subsidized canteens and 5 kgs FTL for migrant workers. Meanwhile, Israel has launched a fresh wave of strikes on Iran as Tehran warned of retaliation targeting critical infrastructure across West Asia, further intensifying a conflict that is fueling a global energy crisis. Iran continues to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed. Explosions were reported across several districts of Tehran, while Saudi Arabia and the UAE confirmed intercepting incoming missiles and drones. Lok Sabha has taken up the Finance Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill in the House. Meanwhile, the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 has been referred to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. The bill aims to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. The Rajya Sabha is discussing the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. It seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of financial year 2026-27. After the discussion, the legislation will be returned to the Lok Sabha. The lower house had passed the legislation last week. Participating in the discussion, Madan Rathore of BJP said, "The government is working to ensure that the people of the country do not face any problems with essential commodities." He criticized the opposition for spreading rumors about cooking gas and petroleum products. Neeraj Dangi of Congress said the country is facing several challenges in employment generation, control on inflation, strengthening the agriculture sector and infrastructure development. And that is the end of this news bulletin.